CMS has new guidelines on how to handle transgender students. It's up to transgender students to choose what they're comfortable with in regards to a slew of things, including bathrooms and locker rooms. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
Superintendent Ann Clark says the new guidelines have been a year in the making.
We've realized as a district that we also needed to make sure that our transgender students had a safe, and I like to say joyful, journey in CMS.
School staff had been calling up the district's central office, asking for advice on how to accommodate transgender students for a few years now. Clark emphasizes the timing has nothing to do with HB2. CMS simply wanted to give elementary, middle, and high schools some definitive direction.
We really needed to provide guidance to our teachers and principals about how to support these students in the classroom and as they go through school. And so we've talked about things like dress code, use of pronouns, how to call roll.
For example, if a transgender student is enrolled as Sam but wants to be known as Laura, the name Laura would be reflected on the attendance sheet. Also, boys and girls will no longer be separated unless there's a clear educational purpose. That's to make transgender students feel more comfortable. So, in elementary school, there will not be separate boys' lines and girls' lines to go to the cafeteria. And yes, the regulation covers bathrooms and locker rooms, too. It tells schools transgender students shall use the facilities of their choice. Any student, transgender or not, will be given access to a private changing area or bathroom if requested.
It's not a statement against House Bill 2. It's simply a statement for our kids.
Maybe so, but it does violate the new state law. CMS's attorney George Battle said the district takes its power from a higher authority, federal law.
Until and unless the decision of the Fourth Circuit is reversed by the United States Supreme Court, this will be the law for any educational institution, public, private, charter, otherwise, in this state.
That assessment makes sense to Bob Joyce. He specializes in education law at the UNC School of Government. Still, he says the General Assembly can apply its own pressure.
If it believed that a school system was acting inappropriately or school systems generally were acting inappropriately, it does have the power of the purse.
Financial retaliation doesn't interest Republican Representative Dan Bishop of Mecklenburg County. He says he's done his part by sponsoring HB 2 and getting it passed. School leaders received a training session on the guidelines yesterday. They heard about bathrooms, but also ways to give transgender students flexibility when it comes to single-gender classes, school ceremonies, yearbook photos, and some extracurricular activities. Myers Park High School principal Mark Bosco has worked with transgender students to help make them feel comfortable at school. Still, he says the session was eye-opening.
It just allowed me to realize the complexity and how uncomfortable many of the routines and things that were just natural to do as a school may be for that student.
By the time school begins in the fall, CMS plans to relay to all teachers ways to ease that discomfort among transgender students. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.